Pollution now has a price tag in the Golden State. The California Air Resources Board has released the results of the state's first ever cap-and-trade carbon auction. At just 9 cents over the $10 minimum, officials say the auction proves that California can reduce greenhouse gas emissions at an affordable cost. Dallas Bertraw with Resources for the Future is one of the nation's foremost experts in the field.
I think the results from California's first auction indicates that the emission reductions goals of the state are going to be obtainable and at a cost that's less than many observers had anticipated.
Critics had complained the cap-and-trade auction was just a way to tax big business, and the California Chamber of Commerce recently sued the state to stop the program. Under the landmark AB 32, big polluters must cap the amount of pollution they produce, or else buy or trade carbon credits or invest in new equipment that reduces their pollution. Mike Hart is CEO of a company that uses garbage to create carbon credits. Sierra Energy transforms trash into syngas, which can then be turned into electricity or clean diesel fuel that Hart says is 20 times cleaner than the California fuel standard.
We're unique in that we're doing it in a way that you can take any waste stream. You can take medical waste, garbage coming just off a regular household, hazardous waste, or construction and demolition debris. Any of these waste streams can be put into our gasifier and turn into clean energy.
He says his company would still be doing business without AB 32, although the legislation is allowing his and other clean energy companies to progress much more rapidly. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.